You're listening to Charlottesville's Podcasting Network at seavillepodcast.com. Lectures, radio shows, and more are available on demand at seavillepodcast.com. Don't miss another great podcast by subscribing to our email alerts. I'm Dan Gould. Each spring and fall, the Charlottesville Senior Center Encore Players take to the stage to perform a series of one-act plays. This spring, the group presented four plays: Henry Aldridge, Ozzie and Harriet, The Bickersons, and The Honeymooners. In this podcast, you'll hear the Encore Players perform Ozzie and Harriet. Listen as Ozzie tries to find the perfect Valentine for his wife. The play was directed by Senior Center volunteer Marge Hodgen and is introduced by series director Jean Newland.
Our next presentation today is one of my favorites, and here to introduce it is the director and the Encore Players co-producer, Marge Hagen.
Welcome, everybody. You all remember when, well, no, not all of you, I know, but some of you remember when the milk used to be delivered to the door. The little newsboy would deliver the paper and come on Saturday to get paid and get a tip. And we had no throwaway diapers. Well, that's the era that Ozzie and Harriet are. And Ozzie is having great difficulty in getting a gift for Harriet, and he really is trying very hard, so bear with him.
Now what do I do, David?
You do the same with the Valentine as you do with the letter. You put it in an envelope and seal it.
Doesn't have any sticky stuff.
Let me see it. There's nothing there.
I got cheated, huh?
Well, what do you expect? 5 cents for a Valentine. You sure are cheapskate. 5 cents for a Valentine.
Well, it's only for a girl.
You will think more of girls when you're my age. I paid a dime for this one.
That's a lot of money, boy.
When you pay that much for a card, you let the girl know you don't mind spending money on her.
You don't, but I do. When are you going to pay me back that dime?
Ah, you'll get it. Hey, Mom, where's that bottle of glue?
Right there in the big desk.
What do you want glue for?
There's no sticky stuff on my envelope.
Oh, you're sending a Valentine, too?
Yes, to Mary Lou Benson, a girl.
I gathered as much. That Mary Lou sort of gave it away.
Would you like to read it?
Yeah, let's see what it says.
Ozzie, you shouldn't read his Valentine.
Let's see now. For goodness sake, Harriet, I'm his father. Let's see, what does it say now? It says, roses are red. I always liked that line. And violets are blue. And we've got a bulldog that looks like you.
Isn't very nice, Ricky. Comic Valentines are all right, but we have a bulldog that looks like you? That's not very nice for a little girl.
Ricky doesn't know anything. Here, read my Valentine. It's a real nice one.
I paid a dime for it.
You keep out of this.
Oh, this is a pretty one. I talked to a dove, and here's what he thinks. In the chain of your love, I'm one of the links. That's very nice.
Well, it's kind of a disappointment there at the end.
I think it's a lovely Valentine.
Oh, it's delightful.
You keep quiet.
I talked to my brother, and here's what he thinks. His girlfriend wears perfume. And
hey, never mind.
It's a lovely card. And who is it for?
Eleanor Smith. She's the prettiest girl in class. Do you like my Valentine, Pop?
I guess it's okay, David, but the only thing is there's really nothing unusual about it.
It's a beautiful Valentine, David. Ozzie, don't try to discourage him.
I'm not trying to discourage him, Harriet, but it's just that if he's going to impress that prettiest girl in his class, he's got to have something a little unusual.
What do you suggest, Bob?
Well, when I was your age, I used to get some red paper and some tin foil and glue and that sort of stuff. I used to make my own Valentine. The girls kind of like that unusual touch.
Well, if I were a little girl, I'd be very happy with your Valentine, David.
Well, I'm just trying to help him along, Harriet. You know darn well that of all the Valentines you got from all those different guys, mine are the only ones you kept.
Well, that's right.
So you saved them. The others lacked originality. You didn't want them anymore. That's why I burned them.
Time passes.
Ah, Valentine's Day. What am I going to get Harriet? Ah, it's got to be something unusual. Not just candy or flowers. Galoshes. That's a would-be unusual gift. I'll go downtown right now and look.
Time passes yet again.
Where have you been, dear?
Oh, just downtown.
Oh, and what were you doing? Were you looking for something unusual?
For Valentine's
Day? Something special?
For Valentine's Day? Well, you know, I'm sort of old-fashioned about Valentine's Day because I think it's a day for a simple romantic gift, like candy or flowers, perhaps.
You can't fool me. I know how clever and original you are.
You know, they had some very unusual candy boxes this year, red boxes shaped like hearts.
You're very unconvincing. I don't know what you bought me, but I know it isn't candy.
Well, I'm going to try.
With this buildup, it must be something really special. Well, I have some work to do. Are you going to help me in the kitchen?
I'll be glad to help you. Tell me, what do you think I bought you for Valentine's Day?
I can't imagine, honest. It'll be a complete surprise.
Well, just give a guess. Tell me what you think.
I couldn't begin to.
Harriet, please, guess what you think I bought you for Valentine's Day. And guess the size, too.
Time passes again and again.
Yoo-hoo, Mr. Nelson.
Ah, Diane.
Ah, you don't look very happy. You didn't get a Valentine?
No, it's not that, Diane. I've been trying to find an unusual present for Mrs. Nelson, and it's just not easy.
Well, how about a box of candy?
Oh, you know, candy, flowers, that's what everybody gets for Valentine's Day. I want something unusual and clever. You should know, Diane, what would a woman especially like for Valentine's Day?
Gee, Mr. Nelson, I don't know, but I know what my Aunt Margaret wants. She wants a husband.
Well, Mrs. Nelson already has one of those. A rather ordinary one, I'm afraid. Besides, I can't give her me.
Why can't you? What a wonderful gift. You're giving her yourself. You're giving her everlasting love and devotion. You're her Valentine. You, Ozzie Nelson. What a beautiful idea.
Diane, that wouldn't... It really wouldn't... I don't know.
Well, wouldn't what? What a sentiment. Offering your heart and your soul. So different, so unconventional. Not a box of candy, not a bouquet of flowers, but you.
Sounds like I'm trying to save money, doesn't it?
No, it's beautiful and lovely.
You really think so?
Oh, yes, yes. Let's do it, Mr. Nelson. Give her yourself.
You know, it sounded sort of silly, but the more I think of it, the more I think it sounds like a good idea. Mm-hmm. In fact, at this point, any way out sounds like a good idea. You know, I'll do it, Diane. My gift to Mrs. Nelson is on its way. Goodbye, Diane.
Are you going to walk?
Yes, why?
Well, I'll go. Be no trouble to walk with you. That way I can put you in the mailbox.
Now, let's see. I've got to do this right to Harriet. I'll say, I'm yours, Harriet. Take me. No, that won't work. Darling, I brought you a gift more precious than gold. Then I rush across the room and I take her in my arms.
Is that you, Ozzy?
Yes, dear. I brought you a gift.
Oh, Ozzy, you shouldn't have.
No, I really bought you a gift.
Well, where is it? Is it in your pocket?
I brought you a gift more precious than gold.
You shouldn't have spent so much money.
I'm yours. Take me.
I've got you. Where's my present? Is it under your coat?
It's partly under my coat.
Partly?
Yes, it's partly under my coat. Some of it's in my sleeve, and some of it's in my shoes.
Come on, stop teasing me. What is it?
Harriet, this should be a dead giveaway. Your present is now in this chair.
Oh, for goodness sakes, don't sit on it. Come on, stop teasing me. What is it? It must be something wonderful.
I'm beginning to think it's a little stupid.
Come on, what is it?
It's
what?
It's downtown. I better go get it.
Time is passing. Oh, it's passing.
Hello?
Hello, Harriet. It's Mother.
Oh, hello, Mother. Did you get any Valentines yet?
Well, as a matter of fact, I did get one. It was a beautiful box of candy and a lovely card. It was signed from an anonymous admirer. Isn't that romantic?
Oh, yes.
Thank you, dear. It was so nice of you to send it.
Well, I tried.
I can't wait to see what Ozzy is getting me. Whatever it is, he's sure been giving it a build-up.
Well, if I know Ozzy, it'll be something clever. He always gives such novel, unconventional things. What are you going to give him?
I'm going to give him one of those hand-painted ties he likes so much.
Oh, Harriet, not another one of those.
Well, Mother, this one just has palm trees on it.
I'm not telling you what to do, Harriet, but don't you think it would be better to give him something a little unusual? After all, he's getting something special for you.
Yes, I suppose so. I admit, a necktie isn't very original. Maybe I'll think of something else.
Well, you know the old saying, the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. Why don't you bake him an apple pie? You know how Ozzy likes apple pie.
Mother, that's a great idea. As a matter of fact, I have one in the oven now, made just the way he likes it, with a lot of cinnamon, apples piled high, a flaky crust, and then he likes cream poured over it and a slice of cheese on the side. That'll be his Valentine.
Harriet, dear, that pie sounds so good. Take a look out the window and see if I'm coming up the walk.
Ozzy, is that you?
Yes, Harriet. It's me.
Oh, what's in the package? I bet it's my present. Let me see.
Harriet, wait, please. Before you get all excited, this is your Valentine's Day gift, but I'm afraid you're going to be terribly disappointed.
Oh, Ozzy, you know me better than that.
No, I mean it. It's really all my fault, just to show you how a guy can outsmart himself.
What do you mean?
Well, Valentine's Day comes just once a year, so the average intelligent man buys his wife some candy in a pretty a box shaped like a heart, and maybe he buys some lovely hot flowers. But not me. Oh, no. It's got to be something extraordinary.
Oh, stop that nonsense. Whatever you bought me, I love it, and you know it.
Do you know there's not a single store in town that has a Valentine's Day box left?
Oh, that's all right, dear.
And not only that, the flower shop sold out of nearly everything. Well, anyway, I brought you these, and I hope you won't hate me.
Don't be ridiculous. A bag of popcorn.
10 cents.
And a little bouquet of violets.
35 cents. 45 cents altogether.
But a beautiful thought, and I didn't even think you remembered.
Well, I remembered what?
Oh, stop making believe. After all these years, and you still remembered about the popcorn and the violets.
Oh, yeah, sure. The popcorn and the violets. In fact, I wasn't sure you'd remember.
How could I forget? I even wrote it in my diary. Our first date. Ozzie bought me violets and a bag of popcorn. I think I like him.
Gee, and I never knew that. Hey, do I smell apple pie? Harriet, you remembered.
Remembered what?
The apple pie. Don't you remember?
What?
Apple pie. Wasn't there something about apple pie? I know we had some wonderful romantic memories connected with apple pie. Anyway, I know you made it for me. Gee, thanks.
Well, thank you, dear. I hope it turned out well.
Wait a minute. Now I'm remembering. It was the same night as the violets and the popcorn. We stopped off at that little restaurant and we bought a big apple pie.
Apple pie?
What a wonderful evening that was. Can you ever forget the moonlight on the lake? And I took you in my arms and I kissed you.
You did?
Sure. Sure. Don't you remember? The canoe almost tipped over. Marvelous. You know, you're not laughing.
I've never been in a canoe in my life.
Oh.
What's wrong, Pop?
Nothing, David. David, how do you think Eleanor liked the Valentine?
I'm not sure, Pop.
You don't think she liked the poem?
I didn't send the poem. I did like you said. Mm. You remember you told me about how those homemade Valentine you used to make?
Yeah. Didn't she like it?
I don't think so. When she passed me in the hallway today, she said, some Valentine.
That's funny. I used to go over big with all my girls when I was a boy. How did you make it?
I did just like you said. I got some tinfoil, a roll of red paper, a bottle of glue, and a couple of crayons.
Are you sure she got it?
I know she got it. I guess she just didn't know how to put it together.
For the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, I'm Dan Gould.